The El Paso Museum of Art, the Consulate General of Mexico in El Paso, and Fundación Sebastián present NUT, The Art of Sebastián, El Arte de Sebastián. The recent artworks by renowned Mexican sculptor Sebastián investigate the infinite possibilities in knotted and interlaced structures derived from cosmology and quantum physics. These explorations and many more are included in the upcoming exhibition, NUT, The Art of Sebastián, opening at the El Paso Museum of Art on February 24th, 2016. Here to talk about Sebastián and this upcoming exhibition is Christian Gertzheimer from the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome, Christian.
Thank you, Marina.
This is really exciting. I mean, you and I had started talking about Sebastián, and the first question that came to mind was, how has one artist managed to make such a big statement in such a short amount of time in our community? He's done the Equis, the Aguacero at the Santa Fe Bridge, and then the cool sphere that is here at UTEP.
Right. I think it's been a long time coming because he's been working and placing these big sculptures around the world for over 20, 30 years. He's been a very successful international monumental sculptor. And the first piece, the Aguacero, was purchased by the Museum of Cultural Affairs Department, I think it was 2008. And then La Equis in Juarez was started around 2010, 2009, and it took a pause in between the two different mayors that they had there in Juarez, and then it was finally completed, and there were big celebrations. And shortly after that, the government of Mexico gave the Orange Sphere to UTEP to help them celebrate their 100th anniversary. Those three pieces were part of the reason why the El Paso Museum of Art said, let's have an exhibition of his work. Plus, we've never had an exhibition of his work either.
That's true. So, you know, we know these monumental pieces, but you all are showing some smaller scale works. Right. What are those like?
Well, his work goes from jewelry size pieces to monumental architecture. As you know, we're going to be exhibiting some architectural models of buildings that he's had built in Mexico and different places. So to see them, you recognize them in relation to his sculpture because they have his same aesthetic and his language of how he designs or visualizes his artwork.
Does he have an architectural background, or does he work with architects when he's working on these really monumental pieces?
I think that's where his the architecture comes in, because his pieces are so big, they become architectural. I mean, an arch, that has architectural characteristics, and there's a great deal of engineering and science and understanding that goes into building these big sculptures, and part of that is, I'm sure, what has laid the foundation for him to be able to design buildings as well. So, and some of his sculptures are actually part building, like the La Equis in Juarez. Right. That was built to have a restaurant in the center of where the X cross is. And I don't think it's taken place yet. It hasn't been manifested. But I think it's being used for art exhibitions up there now.
Have you been up there?
Not yet, but I hope to get up there soon during the run of the exhibition. Hopefully we can take a public group there or something.
That would be so much fun. You know, I've been up close to it, and it is, I mean, it's impressive from far away, but then you get up close to it, and it's insane how large this thing is.
It's bigger than the Eiffel Tower a couple times, you know. It's quite a large sculpture, and that's one of the interesting things about his work is that it's public art. It's those pieces are meant as landmarks that you can see from miles away, and I just love going up on the scenic drive or somewhere distant and seeing if I can see the Equis sculpture, because it looks different from wherever you are in the city.
I remember even before the Equis came to be, but getting up close to the Aguacero, it's impressive, and it's nowhere. I mean, I thought it was large, but then comes the Equis, and it just makes it look so small. But I recall him explaining the aguacero and how it represented our monsoon rain. So you can kind of see those clouds and then the rainfall kind of coming down.
Yeah, you can see it from a distance, rain falling from a cloud and coming toward you.
Yes. So he has a keen understanding because of our area, because you said he's from Chihuahua?
Yeah. Not Chihuahua City, but a small town near there called Ciudad Camargo, Chihuahua.
Yeah, because he seems to be really, really in tune, seems to know how to speak to us.
Yeah, I mean, he understands what this part of the desert is about.
So you're going to show smaller pieces, but you also said there'll be some large-scale pieces as well?
Well, not as large as the Juarez.
You can't fit an Equis in the museum.
I wish we could. That's how you really experience his work, by walking around those giant, those monumental pieces. But we have a smaller version of the La Equis that will be about 5 feet tall, and some pieces I think that are 18 feet tall. A couple of them are quite large, and some of them are jewelry size, because he makes even some of his largest sculptures in small scale. They're made out of silver to make them have a more intimate appeal, and it makes the experiencing of those works different too.
And you guys will have, well, the museum will have a lot of programming around this exhibit. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're planning to do around this show?
Sure. On Thursday, February 25th, the museum is having a public lecture from 7 to 8 by Sebastian. That will be in the museum auditorium. But before that, the museum's having a private event with this group that the museum started called the Young Associates. And the members who go to this event will get to meet the artist and discuss his work with him in private. That's from 5:30 to 6:30. And on Saturday, February 27th, we have a family workshop from 1 to 3 p.m. And there'll be activities for children and families to understand the basis of where he is, how he uses mathematics and geometry to realize his sculptures, because a lot of cases that's what they're based on, his understanding of mathematics. I mean, some of his first works were based on the Mobius strip and something he developed from that. And the educational programs will help the visitors understand how that is realized through his work.
It's interesting how a lot of times people don't connect art and math, but it seems to be very much intertwined.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to make the giant sculptures and just to make the twisted sculptures, that some of which we're exhibiting, takes a lot of engineering and understanding. And in his most recent work, he's using computer technology to help him visualize the possibilities and the angles and all the format of these pieces. And they're truly amazing to see in person. So
why did you call it Knot?
Well, because a lot of his recent work from the Parallel Universes series, they're based on different kinds of knots. I mean, even the Juarez X is based on a single overlapping knot of two lines overlapping. That's the beginning of a knot. And then we have a couple works in the exhibition that are based on different kinds of knots or lattices that are intertwined. And so knot theory has interested him for a long time throughout his career, how some things about knot theory. And so from that, we thought this would be an interesting title, because we're exhibiting their knots made out of metal, which is kind of a paradox in itself. But he does that, and that's what his work is based on, and that's where the title just seemed right for this.
So how does one manufacture manufacture large pieces of art?
Well, I haven't been to his studio in Mexico City, but I've seen in videos of his studio what happens. I mean, they have to plot it out. Each surface is sections of large pieces of steel that have to either be bent or curved just the right amount. And there's a lot of work that goes into these. I mean, what looks like it's one smooth piece of metal is many pieces that have structure inside them. And some of his pieces are even kinetic, too. So that's even another layer of...
Add a whole other motion to it.
Yeah. I mean, for the visitor and in just the fabrication, too.
So he's not a one-man show by any means.
No, I mean, he is the where the ideas come from. And he's always pushing himself to create new knowledge about mathematics and the understandings of whether it's quantum mechanics or knot theory of how those all fit together. But he definitely has a studio of experts that are working with him. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the ideas have to come from somewhere, but then, I mean, I don't think it you can build an Ekis by yourself.
No, it
right?
takes a whole team to fabricate this with cranes and welders and polishing and painters. There's a lot of work in every one of these.
Well, if you're looking forward to finding out where these really large-scale pieces of work, three of which are here in El Paso, where they come from and learning more about Sebastian, we highly encourage you to check out Knot, the Art of Sebastian, El Arte de Sebastian, which is going to open at the Museum of Art on February 24th, 2016. Today, my guest has been Christian Gertzheimer from the El Paso Museum of Art. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.